KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have light rain. It's currently 48 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 0.02 of an inch of rainfall early this morning here at the KJAN studios. We look forward to be mostly cloudy and breezy today with isolated showers and a high around 65. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say one person was injured during a single vehicle rollover accident late Tuesday morning near Macedonia. 45-year-old Troy Shields of Council Bluffs lost control of the vehicle he was driving, which hit a cement bridge, crossed the road, and entered a ditch before rolling several times. The accident happened at around 11:40 a.m. as Shields' 1994 Chevy pickup truck was traveling west on Pioneer Trail near 385th Street, or just west of Macedonia. A passenger in the pickup, 46-year-old Randy Robinson of Council Bluffs, suffered a broken arm and head injury in the wreck. Authorities say both men were en route to Council Bluffs in a private vehicle after the accident before being pulled over by a sheriff's deputy for speeding on U.S. Highway 6 just east of Council Bluffs. Robinson and Shields explained they'd been in a wreck and that Robinson was injured. From there, Underwood Rescue transported Robinson to Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital for treatment. A call to a residence in Red Oak Tuesday afternoon resulted in one person being arrested on an assault charge and four other individuals cited on drug charges. According to Red Oak police, officers went to 111 East Prospect Street, at a street around 4 p.m., to investigate a reported incident of domestic abuse. And during the investigation, police arrested 24-year-old Alyssa Rose Strange of Red Oak on a charge of domestic abuse simple assault. The woman was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. While on the scene, officers cited four people for possession of drug paraphernalia, including 28-year-old David Andrew Strange of Red Oak, 19-year-old Robert Mitchell Farley, 22-year-old Dale Monroe Reich Jr., and 21-year-old Jasmine Rayanne Putnam. The four were released after receiving their citations and ordered to appear at court at a future date. One person was taken into custody Tuesday afternoon in Red Oak for a probation violation. Police say 26-year-old Kyle Wayne Pack of Red Oak was arrested at around 4:45 p.m. at Cubby's in Red Oak on an active warrant for allegedly violating the terms of his probation. Pack was on probation related to his original charges of OWI and careless driving. He was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $250 bond. Later that same evening, a Nebraska man was arrested in Red Oak, also on a Montgomery County warrant for probation violation. 39-year-old Floyd Robert Johnson Jr. of Omaha was taken into custody at around 8:20 p.m. at 106 West Coolbaugh Street. Johnson was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond. A decision on two alleged ethics violations by Trainer Community School District Superintendent Kevin Elwood may not happen until sometime this summer. The Iowa Board of Educational Examiners is reviewing a proposed decision in Elwood's case. The Daily Nonpareil reports a final order is expected at the board's meeting in either May, June, or August. Elwood has been charged with two violations of Iowa Administrative Code, failing to make reasonable effort to protect the health and safety of the student or creating conditions harmful to student learning, and conducting professional business in such a way that the practitioner repeatedly exposes students or other practitioners to unnecessary embarrassment or disparagement. A hearing earlier this year before an administrative law judge resulted in an order being passed onto the Board of Educational Examiners, which has jurisdiction in the case, according to Dave Warning, the public information officer for the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals. Although the board has the final say in the matter, its decision can be challenged in district court. Possible consequences range from a letter of reprimand to the permanent revocation of Elwood's license. The Iowa State Board of Education and Iowa DOE are not directly involved in the case, although the director of the State Department also serves as a member of the Iowa Board of Educational Examiners. The case has been active for more than a year. In our funeral announcements, Mark Allen McCutcheon, age 60 of Harlan, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life service for Mark McCutcheon will be this morning at 10:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lily Marie Palmer, age 89 of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Lily Palmer will be today at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, in Oakland. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Mary Louise Brown, age 75 of Stewart, died Monday at Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Mary Brown will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stewart Chapel. Lynn Wirth, age 71 of Avoca, died Monday at his home. Celebration of life services for Lynn Wirth will be Friday at 10:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Walter Peterson, age 99 of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Walter Peterson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Maynard Barnett Dahl, age 79 of Council Bluffs, died Sunday. Graveside services for Maynard Dahl will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Evergreen Cemetery in Red Oak, with the Sellergren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home of Red Oak in charge of arrangements. Tim Fay, age 67 of Corning and formerly of the Oneida and Wyota areas, died April 7th. A celebration of life service for Tim Fay will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Diane Kesters, age 53 of Erling, died April the 8th. A massive Christian burial service for Diane Kesters will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Loretta Seidelman, age 92, who's formerly of Casey, died December 1st in Gretna, Nebraska. Memorial services for Loretta Seidelman will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.